أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين، حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين الهداة المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعداء آل محمد أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. استميت علماء، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I am sorry because I am always my speech in Arabic. I am a little bit in English, but please forgive me if I don't speak good speech in English. Inshallah, we will speak about something about the holy shrines in Karbala. The holy shrines in Karbala, Hadrat Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. صلي على محمد وعلى آل حضرت أبي الفضل العباس عليه السلام. اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى محمد. In addition to being a sacred place visited by millions of believers all year long, the holy shrines in Karbala, Iraq are the secure of blessing and the cure for all the sick. They are a sacred environment for everyone who wants to feel the tranquility, calmness, and peacefulness. This is the reason why the management of the shrines seek to provide expected visitors the necessary space through the expansion and maintenance of the ongoing projects throughout the Haram. They also seek to offer service to visitors 24 hours a day and 7 days a week under the critical circumstances through which Iraq is going through. In addition, they provide thousands of Iraqi families with jobs in all specialties as well as covering the needs of the poor. The disadvantage, even in the small villages, the displaced from their areas because of terrorism, and providing them with the basic necessities of life like shelter, food, and water. The holy shrines provide even more extensive services like sponsoring families of martyrs and the wounded who defended humanity. On behalf of the entire world, through their opposition to war and terrorism, these shrines do all of that opposition to war and terrorism. This shrine do all of the with respect to their first and almost you most significant mission of spreading the Islamic culture and science through the Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas schools in Karbala from elementary to high school. Al-Kafeen University in Najaf al-Ashraf. This university include everything, medical school also, medical school, dental school, or engineer school, or every about, I think, 7 or 8 parts. And Hawza of Ahlul Bayt science, one inside Haram Imam Hussein alayhi salam, another one inside Haram Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. Is graduates, including the esteemed scholars that we have today. Also, the Holy Quran Institutes scattered in more cities in Iraq. But we have another part, Holy Quran Institutes in London, UK, out of Iraq also. Also another one in Beirut, Lebanon. Inshallah, we will do in America and Canada in the future. Specifically, Al-Abbas Holy Shrine appoints a representative in North and South America to help the community facilitate the process of visitation to the Holy Shrine and provide an opportunity for those interested in volunteering to serve the Holy Shrines, also all professional fields who wish to participate and share their experience on existing Holy Shrines hospital projects. Like, because we have in the shrine Al-Kafeel Hospital, this is the part of Al-Abbas Holy Shrine. I think a lot of doctors from US, especially from the New Jersey and New York, they are already visited this hospital and they volunteer to work about few days in this hospital. Of special interest are doctors who can volunteer for a short period at the Holy Shrines Hospital, attending to the needs of the visitors. In addition to doctors, however, this opportunity is open to other professionals, including engineering, architects, and designers, with the prior approval of the administration. Thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in 1 year we have helped more than 1,000 believers to get a visa to go to Iraq and perform the ziyarat in coordination with the consulates and embassies in US and Canada, as the consulate in Detroit was the most cooperative and interactive among all. Also, as our mission to coordinate with the Islamic centers and institutes in America and Canada, we try to help the community perform ziyara and facilitate the communication between the community and the Ataba al-Abbasiyya and also Ataba al-Husayniyya, inshallah. With the help of Allah, this year we have responded to visit more than 50 Islamic centers in more than 20 of the states from the north to the south. in US, also in Canada. And we are still accepting invitation to connect with these Islamic institutions. We also seek coordination with the Islamic Center in US and Canada for holding conferences, seminaries, and exhibition for the variety of intellectuals and the educated from the non-Muslim to reflect the pristine image of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad. For example, I would like to talk about is 2 weeks ago during Orlando conference, I met a congressman from Georgia. He asked me eagerly about Islam. When I mentioned the letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam to Malik al-Ashtar, in which he states, "No, Imam Ali alayhi salam, no, the people are of two kinds. They are either your brothers in faith or your equals in humanity." The congressman asked me to tell him more and more about Imam Ali alayhi salam. And also, and if I could give him any books about his great personality, to the extent that when he spoke behind the podium, he said, "Today the Imam had teach me a lesson about Islam." Finally, we want to say that the Ataba al-Abbasiyya is joining you to disseminate the true image of Islam, that of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and reject and denounce terrorism. Inshallah, we will seek to organize Ziyarat al-Arba'een procession like Mokib, representing American and Canadian Muslim communities to walk from Najaf to Karbala and serve with the holy shrines those who wish. We agreed with a professional writer from Canada to accompany us and write a book about this great event. We are inviting reporters from now media networks to visit Karbala during the Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Thank you. اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.